Genau, es geht. Jos hält jetzt erstmal kurz einen Vortrag in Englisch über Coin the Game, Join the Game, the KDE Game. And yeah, Jos, what are you going to tell us about Join the Game at KDE?
Well, I'm going to try and explain a little bit about this new supporting membership program. So, well, let's go started, see how well this works. Okay, so to my right is Frank Karliczek. He is president of the KDEV. Vice president, I'm sorry. The actual president should have been here, but he is sick. So instead of two Germans on the stage, there's one Dutch guy, which is why this talk is in English, and one German. And today we're proudly presenting to you the KDE Supporting Membership Program. Ah, okay, it's actually working. So, first of all, very shortly, we're introducing this because basically we want to broaden the base of support for the legal organization behind the KDE community, which is KDEV. It will make it possible for people to join the KDE community, basically the EV, and support us in what we are doing. So the EV, yes, so the EV, as I said, is a supporting organization behind the KDE community. It helps us basically do what we do, write great software. So the EV provides us with support. It provides us with legal protection if, for example, a company might sue one of the KDE developers because of so if a company might decide to sue a KDE contributor for patent infringement, then the EV would step in and protect that contributor. The EV organizes conferences, it organizes attendance booths at places like, well, LinuxDark, for example. It organizes developer meetings, it supports the KDE infrastructure, for example, the servers that we work on. It owns our trademarks, it owns our logos, etc. And, of course, it represents us. So, basically, the EV is what does all the stuff to allow the KDE developers to do what they do, write code. Now, and for 25 euros per quarter or 100 euros a year, you can become a part of this organization. You can become a part of the EV and support us in supporting the KDE community. So basically, you will make it possible for all these developers to do all the cool stuff that they have been doing and are still doing. Of course, you will get something in return as well. We will provide you, well, basically we will engage you, we will provide you with quarterly reports, we will ask questions of you, we will ask for opinions. We also sent you a little surprise home, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, because, you know, it won't be a surprise if I do. And a special treat, everyone who signs up today and tomorrow has a chance of having dinner with a couple of really cool KDE people, including Frank, and yeah, really wicked. So we will draw four people from everybody who signs up today or tomorrow, and they will have a chance of having this dinner upcoming Friday. So be sure to be part of this lottery. Now, of course, the final and most important thing is that you will be a part of the KDE community. So from then on, if someone, you know, comes up to you and says, hey, who are you? Then you can say, well, I'm KDE. So we proudly present our first new supporting member. It's Georg Grief. Unfortunately, Georg was not able to be here, but still we're very proud to have the founding member of the FSFE. And winner of some German cross thing, yeah.
Yeah, Georg is, received a German Bundesverdienstkreuz a few weeks ago, so he's a really a cool guy, exactly.
Okay, wicked. So we're glad to have him on board, and of course we hope that well, a lot of people will join as well. So get your piece. And, you know, join the KDE community in making great software for everyone.
Okay, thanks, Jos, for this introduction. Frank, nimm dir vielleicht auch ein Mikro, da steht noch eins. Dann können wir vielleicht auch den Beamer ein bisschen ausmachen, ich weiß nicht. Und wir gehen noch ein bisschen in die Fragerunde. I tried in English. My English is not so very well, so let's see how this works.
Well, it's not a problem if your English isn't that great. I mean, I'll be able to understand you anyway. After all, German is just another Dutch accent, right?
What did you just say?
Right.
Okay, just you said today and tomorrow, everyone who participate in join the team, the KDE?
EV.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just... supported team, or how can
well,
I
you're
call
becoming
it?
A supporting member of the legal organization behind the KDE community.
But that's a long word, so you can
Say
supporting
EV.
Member of the
EV.
EV, that EV.
Good enough.
But it's not really short. So
yeah, you're a radio guy, right? So it has to be really short.
Yeah, really
well,
short.
Well, just so say that they'll be cool, okay?
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Like with a K.
Yeah, like the cool desktop environment.
Oh, don't go there.
Long time ago. I know.
Yes, exactly. But yeah. That's ancient history now.
Decades ago.
Oh?
Yeah. It's more than a decade. Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost 2 decades ago now. Well, 1.5.
Okay, when did the KDE EV started?
That was...
I think 1998. Perhaps we should explain what a KDE EV actually is. I mean, everybody knows KDE, of course. KDE, the great community. We are doing this strange blue desktop environment.
Shiny.
Shiny, and fluffy.
Okay, that's an insider.
Yeah. No, the thing is that we need, like Jos said earlier, that we need some entity who handles legal issues, financial issues, and this is the KDE EV. He backs the KDE project, the KDE community, with the administrative stuff. So you'll become a member of the KDE EV, but of course the money and all the energy and the stuff will be spent for the project, for the community, the KDE community.
So I have to pay 25 euros?
Yeah.
A year?
No. 100 euros a year or 25 euros a quarter?
Ah, okay. And then I'm a member of the KDE EV, and what can I do with it? Just say to the people, yeah.
Well, we use this money, as Jos pointed out earlier, to pay for developer meetings and paid for servers, for infrastructure, for legal advice. And this is very important to keep KDE going.
And what is my benefit? I mean, just to feel cool?
Well you can, first of all, you'll be cool and you'll be part of KDE, of course. And as I said, I mean, besides the surprise that we'll send you home, we're working on setting up a couple of things. You'll get reports on what we are doing, so you know basically what your money is being spent on. So the EV creates a report every quarter that, you know, details what meetings they have organized and, you know, what the expenses are, what the money is being spent on. So basically, you know, you'll know what we're doing with the money that you're paying us. And we're also, you know, we will be setting up a couple of things. Like, well, first of all, of course, you'll be invited to Academy, our yearly conference. But we're also working on setting up a couple of other things.
What means
people.
Invited? I'm. Is it that I can go?
Well, there is no entry fee. Well, you still have to pay for the travel, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, sure, but you definitely get free entrance, although that's normal at Academy, so that's that's true. It's not...
So, yeah. Okay, I can feel cool. And is there a journal every...
Yes. We have quarterly reports where every supporting member can see what happens with the money.
But like... any other member journal, there are also some technical articles in it or nothing like that?
I mean, we also report about technical stuff like the actual code we produce, but this is not a topic of the EV. The EV is just organization for the legal and for the money issues. and
into the KDE EV, and there is such a journal. I'd like maybe to
the
receive.
The KDE marketing team will work on providing some special contents for the new members of the EV membership. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on interviews or articles. And of course, you know, what's really important for us, the goal for us isn't just, you know, to get these 25 euros per quarter. The goal is also to get people closer to our community. So we will engage, you know, the new members with things. Well, I mean, sure, those reports, but we also try to get input from them on ideas we have, you know. Currently, the EV membership consists of the core contributors of the KDE community. So if I ask on the current EV membership mailing list, you know, what do you think about, you know, subject X, then I'll really get the in-crowd response. So a big benefit for us for having a lot of people in the supporting membership program is that they can provide us with a wider view on certain issues. So we will certainly, you know, ask them and engage them about things that we're doing and, you know, should we do this or should we not do this, and how should we approach this? That's certainly one of the goals of this whole program. And you know that there might be meetings, you know, once a year or something for the supporting membership with a couple of EV members to, you know, get people talking to each other.
Do I have special rights in the EV? So there's, I think, every year. You have to come together and sign things and plan the next steps and plan the financial details and so on. Or yeah. Is this separated?
There are two things. KDE as a community, there's no real structure. This is a completely open community. There's no boss. Everybody can do what they want. So it's a completely open, as free as possible community. But we have also the KDE EV, and the KDE EV is responsible for money and legal issues. And the thing is that we need some. We have to follow some procedures because it's a German EV, and we have to do something like a general assembly once a year and discuss the money issues and vote new board members and stuff like that.
That's what
but
I
this
meant.
Is only this is only the people who handle the money. The actual code and the software you produce, this is has nothing to do with the EV. This is completely independent.
But if I am a supporter of the EV, can I attend to the annual event?
Yes, you can.
And I can, raise my hand.
No,
and
you
say
can't. You can't vote. The thing is that only people who contribute to the project can vote. So we have this to make sure that we are not influenced by external companies or whatever interests. So really, the people who code decide.
So you'll become a supporting member. That means on one hand that you will be able to be at those meetings and know what is going on, so you know what's happening with your money, of course. On the other hand, it will still be the core contributors who are steering the EV and are voting. You will be a non-voting member, but currently the meetings are completely closed. I mean, you're not allowed to go in there, so only supporting members will be allowed in.
Okay.
So we're also opening up the EV a little, basically, at least to the supporting members.
And if I am a coding member at the KDE team, how can I join the voting staff?
Well, theoretically, you have to be invited for that. But generally speaking, I mean, if you are have become a you know, regular contributor to the KDE community, at some point, you know, it will come up. You know, it's there is no really official.
Well, ask someone who is a member of the EV already.
Frank, you are a member.
Yeah, for example, yes.
How does this work?
Well, if you're a contributor, you can apply for membership, but someone has to suggest you that you become a member, and then there will be a vote, and then you're a member.
All KDE people are just among the ones who are in the EV.
The current members vote for new members, basically.
Yeah. This is because we have to make sure that that only people who really contribute to KDE are regular voting members of the KDE EV. So we are not interested in people who are whatever, mostly member of other projects or users or companies or whatever. This is not a target audience as regular members of the EV. The EV is the organization who is represents the coding community.
Yeah, and let's be frank. I mean, you can totally be a KDE contributor without being in the EV. I mean, the EV is only for some legal stuff. I mean, it's not that crucial to being a member, you know. I mean, generally speaking, most EV members have been within the KDE community for like 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You know, it's something, well, if you've been dedicated to the community for so long, then at some point, you know, you want to take up this, well, task or responsibility, you know, also for the legal stuff behind it. But it's not that interesting, per se.
Can also companies join these supporting staff?
We have a special program for companies.
Yeah.
So this program we launched today to join the game program is for individuals.
But
we have something more or less the same, a little bit more expensive, of course, for companies. So, for example, Nokia or
Mark Shuttleworth.
Or Novell, there are patrons, which means corporate supporting members. But this is something different.
Okay. Is there a special target group for students and peoples, so they have to pay less or something like that?
Not at the moment. We wanted to start as simple as possible, so we have only one rate. But if you can't afford the money but still want to help us, just come to our booth and talk to us, and I'm sure you find a solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how does this work? If I am here on the Linux Tag, I can come to your booth and sign something. And
yes.
If I'm out there in the internet somewhere
we have
around
forms,
the world.
But there is also a website which has, of course, all the information where you can download a form, fill it in, and send it to us.
You have to sign it and send it via mail.
Yes.
I mean, not email, mail.
Yes.
Snail mail.
Snail mail, exactly, yes.
Okay.
It has to be physical for now.
Is there a special card like the FSFA membership card?
We have a surprise, so let's keep it at that.
We have a surprise, and the surprise might be...
something like that.
Or not.
Shut up.
Who knows?
Oh, that's gemein. Fies.
Yeah, we're like that.
Okay, well, when will we know what it is?
Yeah, you have to sign, of course, and then you get a surprise.
Oh. Yeah, then you'll get it home, and then you'll know.
Okay.
You're allowed to post pictures on Flickr as soon as you've got your present.
Okay, the next step I do is to go to the KDE booth and do that to see what is the special thing.
That's the
idea. Yeah, it's not there. Well, we have a few samples, but we might or might not show them.
Okay, if I am a part now, you said today and tomorrow there will be a special thing.
Yes.
Also, a dinner.
Yeah, we have a special dinner Friday night together with, for example, Matthias Ettrich, the famous founder of KDE, and other interesting people, I think. And we will invite four people who sign today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We do a lottery to find these four people. Together we do this dinner, and everything is paid, of course. And I think this will be a really fun, interesting evening.
Do you know when it will be and where?
It's Friday evening. This Friday, and the location, we will announce the location later.
Okay, and also all people doing this stuff on the internet can participate or not?
Just no, people. You have to be physically at Linux Tag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
PD.
Really exclusive.
Yeah. Oh no. Okay. Yeah. That's all my questions. If there is from the auditorium one. We are happy to answer them here. If not, thank
come
you.
Come to our booth.
Come to our booth.
We're here
to the KDE booth.
Till Saturday, And there are people there who can answer all questions. Related to KDE.
Not to GNOME. Or
and
there,
GNOME.
There are a couple
and
of things
and the
we
meaning
don't
of
know,
life.
So.
The meaning of life.
Yeah.
42.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you very much, Josh.
My pleasure.
Josh.
Thank you, Ingo.
Yeah. Have a nice day or a nice Linux tag at all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.